It was about this time last year when I went on the longest bike ride I had ever been on in my life up to that point. It was with Dr. Matthew Vester from this parish. He said, "Father, you want to go bike riding?" "Sure." I was thinking a mile, maybe at most 19 miles. I couldn't walk straight for a week, and that's not even an exaggeration. It's like, man, parts of my body hurt I didn't know existed. And now, the only reason I survived that long of a ride is because within the first 3 minutes, Matt Vester was looking at me and like, "Something's wrong with your form here." And he said, "Let's stop. Let me look at your bike." And he said, "Your seat is way too low." You know, I felt like my knees were going above my head as I was pedaling. And if you know anything about bike riding, that's very difficult to sustain a long period of riding if you don't have your seat adjusted nice and high, so that when you pedal down, your leg almost straightens out entirely. It's like, as soon as he did that, I was like, wow, this is amazing. I can keep going. And then I discovered that other parts of your body get hurt from sitting on a very tiny seat for a very long time. But I made it. I biked 19 miles, and I was like, you know what? My muscles and my legs are fine. And this form that you've taught me is wonderful. You know, if we want to do things well for a long period of time without getting hurt, you got to have proper form. And that's absolutely true with prayer as well. If we want to survive in our prayer, to do it well, to not see it as constant drudgery, then we've got to have proper form. And this is something that I've discovered in my short time as a priest so far is a big issue amongst Catholics, probably all Christians. We don't have good prayer form. We maybe never learned it. We've never been taught. And prayer becomes something that we do just a little of, because it's hard and we don't understand it. And when it comes to praying for more than 5 minutes, we just can't even imagine how that's possible. It was like me on that bike. That first couple of minutes, I thought, how am I going to last? Well, good news. Adjusting your form in prayer is pretty much as easy as adjusting a bike seat. You know, you just do it. And once it's in order, prayer becomes something amazing. And so I'm going to just walk you through basic examination of your prayer form, and I want you to think, is this me? You know, if you want to pray like Moses did, interceding for the people, like our Lord told us about this widow who kept coming back again and again, if you want to be able to pray like that very well for an extended period of time and see that God is working in your life, you got to do these things. First of all, have a good place for your prayer. Sometimes folks tell me, "Father, I just can never get into that deep contemplation that I want to be in my prayer." It's like, all right, well, where do you pray? I always pray in my car on the way to work. Like, good thing you're not deeply contemplating while you're driving down the road 60 miles an hour. You're going to kill yourself and someone else. You know, we got to have a good place, free of distractions. You know, if you have, you know, your own home or even, you know, just an apartment, your room, do you have a place to pray? You know, do you have a television room and not a prayer room? You know, as a Christian, we should be scandalized by that. Like, you know, if we want to put a lot of effort into our entertainment, you know, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Have TV all set up and speakers and comfy couches. But then, why don't we do that for our prayer life? If you want prayer to be focused, make a place where your body itself recognizes this is a place for prayer. Holy things, you know, a crucifix at least. Have a good place, as free of distractions as you can. You know, if you're in a busy family, you know, you're only going to be able to get things so quiet and free of distractions, but at least do something. Make that place. Also, the right time of day. In seminary, they had 2 holy hours every day. One was at 5:15 in the morning. The other was at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. I tried the 4 p.m. holy hour. I wanted that to be my time to pray, so I didn't want to wake up early. But 4 p.m., prime nap time. It was a holy nap every day that I tried that. You know, if I slept in, I was like, no problem, I got the 4 p.m. holy. Oh, man, it was useless. Some seminarians were able to do it. I still to this day don't know how. I would nap always. So you've got to find a time when you're actually awake. You know, if you're praying, just, you know, always right before you go to bed and you seem to never be able to pray for more than 3 minutes, well, maybe pick a better time. Maybe actually get up early. You know, the Lord's worth it. Jesus always woke up early to go pray. And, you know, probably was trying to show us an example. Before the day gets busy, before we get worn down, you might be a little tired when you start in the morning, but That's when we're most fresh. Or whenever. Just start where you can at a time of day when you're the most focused, the most awake. And then proper duration of prayer. You know, if right now in your life you just pray for a few minutes in the morning, a few minutes at night, that's good. Don't stop that. But don't expect that to nourish you and actually bring you into a place where prayer is really fruitful in your life. Some folks tell me, like, well, Father, you know, I pray a little in the morning, a little at night, and then I pray all day long. I'm always praying. I mean, I'm always thinking of God. Lies. Well, you might not realize it, but I can promise you, if you never pray for an extended period of time intentionally at one point in the day, there's no way you're praying always. Like, think of the exercise mentality or exercise example helps here. You know, if someone told you, you know, I do jumping jacks for 15 seconds a day, and now I'm strong all day. No! If you want to be strong all day, you got to work out for like 30, 45 minutes intensely, and then you'll build up muscle, and you will be literally strong all day long. Same thing with prayer. You've got to pray intensely for, I don't know, start with 5 minutes, fine. Work up to 10, 15, 20. When you pray for a significant amount of time, intentionally, in that right place, in that right time of day, then you'll notice your body naturally is more attentive to spiritual things. You're more aware of God's presence. That's when you're able to pray always. You know, it doesn't mean you're constantly saying Hail Marys. It means that you've put your body into right relationship with God. You've let Him fill your soul in this specific period, and you carry it with you all day. Lastly, and most importantly, you know, it's pretty easy, like, all right, where's the right place? Where's the right time of day? You know, let me carve out at least, you know, a chunk of time that's long enough for me to settle down and have some real prayer time. Then, what do you do during that prayer? A lot of us are on, like, little kid level prayer still, where all we do is we recite prayers, and maybe we just ask God for stuff, or we maybe talk to Him about, you know, our life, but it's us speaking, saying, reading, doing everything. We never actually listen. And for kids, it's okay. You got to learn your prayers. Just read some scripture. You know, that's good. There's a discipline there. You've given that time as a sacrifice to God. But when you are an adult, you got to take that next step in prayer. You go from vocal prayer, just saying or reading things, to mental prayer. And if you've never heard of this distinction between vocal prayer and mental prayer, man, this is going to be great. Because this is how you get into a mode of prayer where you can be there for an extended period of time. You hear about the saints who are like on their knees for 3 hours, motionless. This is how it happens. If you've never experienced in prayer where you actually didn't want to leave, then you've never really prayed like well. You know, you're still got that bike seat way too low, and you're like, this is hard. I just want to end this as soon as I can. And mental prayer is a whole other level of prayer where, sure, you might have some scripture you read. You might be praying the rosary, saying those Hail Marys and Our Fathers. But amidst that, you're giving God time to speak back. You have periods of silence. You think about the things you're saying, and you wait for things to come to mind. And give the Holy Spirit room to guide you. If you've done it before, you're like, yeah, Father, I know how that is. Good, keep it up. If what I'm saying is, like, not making sense, then, like, I want you to, when you leave, well, everyone should take a bulletin no matter what, but I've given you a little guide. Because, yeah, mental prayer is not something that is really easy to understand. It's funny how we can naturally go into it if we're actually trying to pray. But when it comes to understanding it, you need something to help. When you get your bulletin today, you're going to see something called Alexio Divina page here. And I want you to just take that out and give this a shot. If you're willing to believe me on this and find a time, a place, carve out, I'm going to say at least 15 minutes, then try this. Because you'll see, okay, I'm putting my effort in here. I'm reading some scripture, and I'm stopping to think about it. But since I'm allowing enough time, and I'm being quiet, and I'm trying to, like, hear the Lord, you'll notice things, like, your attention is drawn to certain things. like ideas, thoughts will come to mind that you sometimes wonder if they're even from you. Or if nothing else, you go deeper than you've gone before in your prayer. Like this level of mental prayer is where we have some work to do, but we're also giving God time and room to speak back to us. And this is absolutely essential. Like once you experiment with this, read this little guide, give it a shot, you'll see how some of the saints were able to pray for extended periods of time. And you'll see a big change in your life. Like you saw Moses there raise his hands up, and while his hands were up, his people were mowing down the Amalekites. You know, it's great. I wonder what the Greek was for that, to be mowed down. You're going to see in your life, sins are mowed down by this kind of prayer. Like a lot of the saints say, if you don't do this kind of prayer, this mental prayer, then you really won't be able to grow that much in holiness. You might be able to overcome mortal sins and, you know, get yourself to heaven. But if you want to stamp out even those venial sins and draw close to God like the saints were, you've got to be able to put time into mental prayer, where God is able to fill your soul in a deeper way and purify you of even those venial sins. And yeah, it's worth it, the sacrifice we have to make to do this. So when you leave today, hopefully you believe me, like, okay, Father, you're right, I can do a little bit better in my prayer. Take this little guide and give it a shot. If you're already used to this, you know, that guide might be helpful. Look at it, see if there's any way you can, you know, grow deeper in your mental prayer. But especially for folks here who've never done this, trust me, if you've never done mental prayer, your bike seat is way out of whack. And you're at risk of hurting yourself, giving up prayer, at the very least, not receiving the grace that God wants to give you. So commit to that. Good time, a good place, a good duration, and try mental prayer. And know that, you know, you're not alone in this. Moses had those guys holding his hands up. That's what I'm here for. Father Brian, if you're like, Father, I really still won't get this. I want to try it. Your little guide was very confusing. I did write it, so I'm sure it's not perfect. Come and ask. Say, Father, help me understand this. Help me grow in prayer. Because if you know how to pray, you will go to heaven. No one goes to hell on accident, despite the fact that they actually learn how to allow God's grace to fill their hearts. Like, it's the way to guarantee that you'll be with him in eternity, and then you'll be able to teach your family, your kids, your friends, and show them that prayer is something that you can persevere in and that you can take with you throughout the day, if only you have that proper form and are willing to put the work into it.